Hello and welcome to Masterclass. I am Katlego Msomi. Now, mentoring is a professional activity, a trusted relationship, a meaningful commitment, but have we lost the art of mentoring? Joining me today is Liz Makoma Ditshego, CEO of the National Mentorship Movement, here to unpack the importance of mentorship and how to go about it. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Katlego.
Liz, what is mentorship and why is it so important in the business world, in our professional careers, and even just maybe just growing up within our studies?
Well, Katlego, that's a very, very important question. A mentor is someone who's typically more experienced in a certain industry or a certain field, and someone who gives up their time, you know, to share their knowledge, their skills, and their expertise with someone who's a little bit less experienced than themselves. And it's the importance of mentorship has been proven, you know, over and over again. Global studies have shown that if there is one key ingredient that makes a difference in one's professional career or in one's entrepreneurial journey, it is mentorship.
But do you find that people understand what mentorship is? If I walk into a room, I see this person, they're speaking, and they seem to be doing really well in their career, I say, yeah, that's the one. I want them to mentor me. What are the steps that one needs to take in terms of finding out if that person really can be your mentor and what the relationship is actually going to be about?
The key thing in terms of finding the correct mentor or the ideal mentor is to first establish, you know, what it is that you want mentorship on.
Okay.
Because the person that you might think is ideal to mentor you might be not in your industry, number one, might not be accessible, you know, might not be keen to do mentorship, or might be keen and not have the right skills to do so.
Okay.
So first, it's important to find the person who is in the same industry as yourself, so that they can, you know, deliver industry or sector specific knowledge. To you. And also, before you approach them, you need to know, you know, to establish if they've mentored someone else before. Because the fact that they are successful in their own field doesn't mean that they're automatically going to make, you know, a good mentor.
Yes.
So you need to establish that. And lastly, you need to ask. You know, you need to approach the person and ask. And but while you do that, you need to bear in mind that you need to ask somebody that you know. Or at least if you don't know the person, you need to find someone that you know that would introduce you to the person.
Okay.
There's no need in, you know, it's not going to help you if you're going to identify Richard Branson as your potential mentor whilst he has no idea who you are and you don't even have a link to him. So it's important that it's somebody that you know or somebody that you know knows.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Talking about that asking, how should I approach this person in a way that will entice them to want to mentor me? What are the tips or the ways that I need to approach them, how I need to speak to them, what I shouldn't do to put them off?
Yeah. All right. Another very good question, Katlego. The one big mistake that we potential mentees make is to randomly just send an email to someone to say, hey, I've read about you or I've seen you here and there, want to be my mentor. Big mistake.
Really?
Very big mistake. Mentorship, you know, it's a relationship that is based on trust. And it's very important that you establish that level of trust face to face.
Okay.
You cannot just send an email and want to, you know, to start engaging with someone. So my advice always is people need to get networked. People need to attend events. You need to go where you know that you're going to find this person that is your ideal mentor. You need to go there and introduce yourself face to face. And you need to, in the first 5 seconds, you need to sell yourself as a mentee to that person. So you need to be able to tell them what it is that you're looking for and how you would like for them to help you. Short, brief introduction to the point. My name is Liz. I'm an entrepreneur, I'm in the fashion industry, and I love what you're doing in the industry. I would love you to mentor me. And you have to be specific as well, hey?
Of what you want in that relationship.
You can't just say mentor me. So mentor me in what? Because this person might be a guru in that industry, but not necessarily in the aspect of mentorship that you're looking for. So for instance, so they will be a guru in fashion, but they know nothing about financial management. So if you want to be mentored specifically on how to handle your finances, that person might not be the right person. So that's why you need to be specific about what it is that you're looking for right from the scratch.
Very interesting. Within that relationship as well, should I expect that we sit down once a week, twice a month with my mentor? Will they even have the time to meet up with me all the time? Can things be done on email? What's more probable to do with a mentor that wouldn't make them feel as though there's so much strain in this relationship?
That is one important thing that needs to be communicated to mentors. As a mentee, you need to be able to say to this person, look, I know you're very busy. I know you won't always have the time. Mm-hmm. I'm very good if we just do this online, mm-hmm. if we just, you know, a WhatsApp conversation or a telephone conversation once in a while. Yeah. We don't need to do face-to-face if you don't have the time. Okay. As a matter of fact, as a national mentorship movement, because what we do is we match potential mentors and mentees online.
Okay.
And we make it, clear right from the start to mentors to say, when you come on board, we know that you're busy and we know that you won't always have time to engage with your mentee. So all that we ask you is a minimum of once a month, you know, to engage with this person. If it's face-to-face, that's a bonus. But if you can't, there are other means of doing that. Mm. And it's important for the mentee to also communicate that they're not expecting this person to always be there all the time and doing face-to-face and more than, once a month. You know, you can't just say, I want you to mentor me once a week. You know, it has to be a mutual agreement that the two of you come to.
Talking about the National Mentorship Movement, of which you're the CEO of, and you've touched on it a little bit, but how do I get in touch or be a part of the movement? What it is that I'm supposed to do? What criteria is there in order to me to either be a mentor or a mentee?
All right. So you would register on our website.
Okay.
As I've mentioned, it's all online.
Okay.
So you go to www.mentorshipmovement.co.za. And you would register either as a mentor or as a mentee, or you can also register as both. Because everybody needs a mentor, hey?
That's true.
Actually, a wise man once said that you were given two hands or two arms for a reason. One is to, for you to use it to pull yourself up, and the other one is for you to use to pull somebody up. So we all can be mentors and mentees. So you would register as either or as both, and the platform will automatically, there's an algorithm that has been worked onto the system, so automatically you'll be matched with somebody that that is ideal for you. And the matching happens, it's based on a number of
factors.
The first one is industry. As I mentioned, industry is very important. Location, not so much because it's online, but we do encourage people if they have time to meet face-to-face, so location would also be a factor. The age of the business, if you've been around for 0 to 3 years, if you're a startup, you might want to be matched with someone who specializes or is keen on mentoring startups, as opposed to someone who's been there for a while.
It's very interesting work that you do, and you also wrote a book called This Is How We Do.
That's right.
Take me a little bit through what the book is about, and you say you have a chapter about mentorship within this book.
That's right, yes. The book is based on my MBA research.
Okay.
So my topic was around the issue of women and leadership. I wanted to find out why we still have such a small number of women sitting in boardrooms and in ESCO positions.
Yes.
And I went out and I interviewed women CEOs, women CFOs, women MDs, you know, women CMOs, basically any woman who sits in an ESCO level position. And I wanted to find out what it is, you know, that what obstacles did they face as they were trying to navigate their way through the corporate ladder, and how did they manage to go through those. Mm. And so I collected the information, very interesting stuff, and I put the information together into a book, which I was hoping to use as a platform, you know, a how-to guide for other women who were up-and-coming career professionals. And interesting enough, one of the, that's why I've got it as a whole chapter on its own.
On mentorship.
So one of the key things that came out, all these women said, I was not different from everybody else. You know, I had the same qualification as person number one and two. Mm-hmm. The only difference that I can, you know, pinpoint is mentorship. You know, my mentor was there to open up opportunities for me. My mentor was there for me to use as a sounding board. My mentor was there for me, you know, to get advice from. My mentor opened up a chance for me to be noticed in the workplace. Wow. And when I couldn't raise my hand, they took my hand and they raised it up for me and they said, here's this person, take note.
Sure. You know,
so yeah, interesting stuff.
Very interesting stuff. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I reckon after reading this book, I can be a CEO of some company, hopefully.
Thank you so much, Katlego. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for your knowledge.
Great.
And that was Liz Makomaditsego, CEO of the National Mentorship Movement, right here on Masterclass. We hope you'll join us again next time. Goodbye.